are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 5 minutes past the hour. So glad you guys could tune in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your calls, concerns, your comments. We've got a lot to talk about. Many of you ask about creatine and your teenagers taking creatine. What is it? Why are they taking it? And is it even safe? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how I believe MAC, one of the MAC lines of lipstick that was at a, I guess that she tested at a Rihanna concert, the claimant claims that she contracted herpes from it. I'm sure many of you have heard the story. We didn't get a chance to talk about it last week, but what's going on here with lipstick and herpes? And you know, should you be kind of, I think, more, a little bit more careful when people try cosmetics on you, like at these counters? So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how one in four women ask for a raise. Just one in four. Why are we so intimidated? All right. We kind of gave you some tips in the last hour, both men and women, about asking for a raise. Fox Business has some tips of their own, since only one in four ask for a raise. I've got a lot more medical news to talk about, as well as tamoxifen that helps prevent breast cancer. If you double the time you take it from 5 years to 10 years, they're saying it may be better for some women. All right, and maybe we shouldn't stop it after the five-year mark. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a woman out of Harlem, New York, is claiming she contracted herpes from a sample of the Ray Ray or the Rai Rai Woo lipstick she tested at a Rihanna concert in Brooklyn on May 7th. Starkima Greenridge, 28 years old, has filed a lawsuit in Manhattan Supreme Court against MAC Cosmetics, which manufactures the product. According to Greenidge, she said she visited the pop-up shop at the singer's Barclays Center show, where a MAC Cosmetics representative applied the lipstick to her lips. Now, herpes comes in a variety of different forms. You got the oral, the lip herpes, mouth herpes, you got the genital herpes, although both could actually be transmitted to each other. You could have genital herpes in the mouth, and you could have type 1 herpes, oral herpes, down in the genital area. You could also have cutaneous skin herpes as well. Now, what always bothers me whenever I go to any of these places for makeovers, etc., is the lipstick was used on somebody else. Now, how they apply lipstick a lot of times is they use a brush, and they take the brush, and then they use the brush and they apply it on your lips, and then they go and they get more. All right. Supposedly, they're supposed to be kind of scraping off the top layer of these lipsticks, but I don't think they do, and I've never seen them do that. And I get extremely nervous whenever I get a makeover, you know, for some TV event, etc. And the lipstick obviously has been used on other people. I also get very nervous about any eye sticks, any brushes. Now, usually good makeup artists clean everything, right? Or some of them will say, look, I want you to have these colors. I will apply your own makeup with your colors. The thing is, for a lot of us women, you know, we learn how to apply our own makeup. If we had our own colors and applied our own makeup, we really wouldn't need a makeup artist, except for some pretty heavy TV stuff where you need the eyelashes added, etc. And so I personally like to bring my own lipstick. I like to bring my own makeup, and usually the makeup artists laugh. They go, no, 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 I got some good stuff. And I'm like, really, my stuff isn't good? And I understand they work with the colors, they know their colors, etc. And that's what they do, but I can't stand the fact that it was on somebody else's lips, because the HPV virus is a virus, and once you get it, it doesn't go away. Now, according to this claimant, she said that the MAC Cosmetics representative failed to warn her that the lipstick had been used on other concert attendees. When Greenridge developed the cold sore 2 days later, she went to the doctor, was diagnosed with herpes. Now she suffers mental anguish and distress after contracting the STD, and herpes is considered an STD. Of course, MAC Cosmetics says consumer safety is a top priority. We take these matters very seriously. But, you know, when you go to these little kiosks or these little pop-ups, I mean, it's expensive for these guys to use brand new, they have to then probably have sample sizes that are disposable and throw out. I've talked to you guys about the, health warnings that we've also seen with your manicure, pedicure, salon places. Okay? They're supposed to follow strict OSHA guidelines. But some of them, if they don't autoclave everything, they can actually transmit hepatitis to you or other issues. How many of you have gone in for a pedicure? And I know I'm kind of talking to the lady audience now, but some of you men get pedicures too, where they dig and they dig and they dig and you bleed. Well, if you didn't see that piece of equipment come out of a sterilized bag and you don't see it go to a cleaning station, then I would suggest that you bring your own pedicure equipment and nail equipment. I know it's hard, but, you know, I get so tired of seeing, you know, people get cut and et cetera, and you don't see some of these salons do what they're supposed to do. It's pretty scary stuff. You know, even with waxing, okay, there's a certain brush that goes on the eyebrows or the upper lip, whatever gets waxed, and that brush or that swab carries the wax. Okay, a lot of times they'll apply the wax, they'll do the rip. Okay, then if they apply more wax to another area, if there's any blood from the waxing, that can get right back on that and then go right back into the wax, the heated wax machine. It's very easy to get contractile diseases. You need to ask your salon or your makeup person what they're doing, how they're doing it, okay? And if you see anything similar to a stutter, don't use it. I mean, it's just not worth getting herpes from having lipstick put on. Now, I love MAC Cosmetics. I think MAC Cosmetics is phenomenal. I'm a huge fan of MAC Cosmetics. But the whole process of getting makeup put on you, it's being used by other people before you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so 1 in 4 women ask for a raise. And this also is something that you mentioned, listen to, too. We had spent time in the previous hour on the study saying if you're going to ask for a raise, be more specific about the amount of money you want, because a study coming out of Columbia Business School said asking the precise amount of money a lot of times will help in terms of you getting the raise, you know, as opposed to a boss dealing with a very esoteric number like, all right, well, they want more money. You know, I mean, asking an employer, you know, for a raise could be inferred a variety of different ways. Okay, they could look at you as, okay, well, you know, you want to make a little bit more money. Maybe you have some financial issues, et cetera. But I don't think a lot of them do. Okay, many times employers will, if you ask for a raise, think that you are unhappy. And if you are unhappy because you're asking for a raise, you're a flight risk. And if they already have an unhappy employee, why pay you more? They might as well get somebody else that they don't have to pay as much that isn't, you know, the squeaky wheel. We talked about the squeaky wheel gets the grease, but the squeaky wheel could also get the axe. And so sometimes your approach to getting a raise needs to be a little bit more calculated. And I love honesty. When me being an employer and having been an employee, I've been on both, you know, both aisles, you know, sides of the aisle here. And so I can completely understand where both sides are coming from. You know, if somebody goes, you know, look, I've been working here for a long time, I want a raise. That it sometimes isn't the best approach. But like we use the example of the $15 an hour versus $17 an hour. You know, if somebody's like, you know, look, I've been going through my expenses with my husband, going through, you know, what we're able to do. And not to get into any specifics, but if my hourly wage was at $17 an hour, I could breathe a little easier and make everything work. All right. I love my job. I don't want to have the extra stress of barely making what I need to, but that extra money is helping. Or, you know, and you don't have to go through a whole sob story or whatever. You know, I mean, honesty is best. You don't want to say, oh, my mom is dying or whatever. But let's say that is an issue. Let's say you do have a family issue. Okay. Like in my family, nobody ever has money for the funeral. So I usually get the call. And funerals are pretty damn expensive. Okay, I'm not really sure what we're going to do, God forbid, the next time something happens. All right, so I usually get the call going, if you can't come up with money for the funeral, we're going to just have to cremate the relative. Well, since I know most of our relatives and our family don't want cremation, all right, I get nervous and I have to whatever. So if you're in that type of situation, you know, you could tell your boss, you know, look, mom's going to be having some surgery. I'm going to have to be taking some time off work, or I'm going to probably have to help out with some of her bills. If the boss, you know, hears that you came up with a number, sometimes that number is a huge relief. When you blatantly go, I need a raise. Well, why? Do you want to make an extra $10,000 a year? Do you need to make an extra buck an hour of 50? What do you need? What do you want? And that's always a very difficult, you know, but if the raise you want is actually something that's well within their budget, they may be relieved. Boom, you may get it right away. If it's not within their budget, that may be something you also need to know, too, because you may have to do some planning. I understand this is the worst time to go and try to find a new job if you aren't getting paid what you want. But if you're asking for a dollar or two raise, let's say per hour, that really isn't that drastic, you don't feel, and the employers don't want to give it, that also kind of gives you, you know, an idea of where you stand, where your growth will be, etc. You know, I'm very honest with my staff, probably too honest, so I let them see the money that comes in, I let them see what's going on, I let them understand that, you know, just because I'm a doctor, money isn't falling from the trees, they see the bills. You know, they'll drop instruments, right, and that costs multiple hundreds of dollars, all right, and yeah, I'll complain about it, but they'll see the order. I'll give the order form and say, look, when this comes in, make sure this is what we paid for it, keep the receipt, because if there's a problem, we need that money back. And when they start to see what we're paying and they see, you know, the money coming in over the counter, et cetera, I think a lot of my staff understand. Now, I don't do that so they don't ask for raises. If they deserve raises, they get it. But it also, I think, helps them realize if they aren't getting a raise, it's not them. And I'll even tell them that. Okay? You know, Christmas bonuses couldn't be the way I wanted them to be over the last couple of years, like the way they used to be. And I would sit down and go, look, it's not that you don't deserve it. You deserve it. Big time. It's just, I don't know how to make this work. I want to give you a raise in January. I want to do this. And usually they're happy because we'll either give them a raise, we'll give them a bonus, or we'll do something. But it's, you know, that you know, being empathetic, understanding where your boss is coming from when you approach a raise is great. Now, according to Fox Business News, they have some advice also. They say, according to a study released this week from Pew Research Center, all right, they say only 1 in 4 professional women have asked their employer for a raise in the past year. I don't know what the statistics are in men. All right. And they say those that did ask for a raise, 75% were successful. All right. So what advice do they give on how to approach it? They say, number one is get comfortable with the numbers. Know what you are asking for and why you are asking for it. Okay? They recommend, say, this is the team I am on, the job I have, and the revenue I am generating for the company. I want to try this or do this and would need this kind of a raise, etc. You know, just, it's better than I deserve it or I've been here long enough, etc. You don't want to make your employer feel guilty. You know, you don't want to say, look, Dr. Dahlia, I've been working for you now for 3 years, right? And I've only received one raise this whole time. All right. Well, then I guess it helps the employer because they know that the employee is going to be expecting something, whether every year or whatever. That helps. Okay. But also realize that, that could also put them a little bit on the defensive. It can make them feel guilty. And usually employers don't do well with guilt. Unfortunately, like I said, there's a way to approach it. Now, if you could say, look, I'm generating money, or since a recession, I've been working the jobs of two people. I've saved you money, all right, and I think I'm a phenomenal worker. I work hard. I'm not going anywhere, all right, but I do need I do need to start having my income try to match with the times a little bit because inflation and everything else. You know, what you gave me a couple years ago isn't cutting it this year. That's fair. Totally fair, okay? Number two, they said, understand why you haven't asked before. They say, think through your current role in the workplace and any potential salary and growth limitations that come with your position. Understand the role you play in the company. There may not be a raise in the position you are in, but there could be another job in the company to make more money. So, for example, and I understand, Fox Business did a good job with this. If you're in a type of position where, let's say, you're an RN, okay, but the nurse practitioners make, you know, X amount of money. It's going to be very difficult for an RN to ask for the same amount of money a nurse practitioner has. I get that, you know. But what if you're an RN that actually adds a certain management title to them? That could then allow you to be in a position that's in between RN and nurse practitioner to validate why you get paid. Keep in mind, these employers could also be up for lawsuits if one person is making more money than another, depending on the type of state you work in. So you have to also give employers a reason to give you money if you're possibly going to be making money than your colleague. You're working harder is a very good point. It's an extremely good point, but that's going to be very hard to prove to the labor board for some people. Okay, well, she got more money because she worked hard. That's going to be very, very hard if the other person makes a case. So if you say, and also sometimes you can make your own position. I did that when I wanted a job in an ER in Lake Havasu when I was still in residency in Nevada. I got my license in Arizona, and I called them up, and I made the job position. I go, I don't have to be senior ER doc, but you may need a junior ER doc to handle all the urgent care type stuff. They go, good idea. And I go, you could also pay me less. They said, even better idea. So they paid me far less than the ER doc, but far more than I ever expected to get paid. I was a happy girl. Okay? Very happy girl. You could say, you know what? I noticed one of your management positions is vacated, but what if you saved money by promoting me this partial step up? I make this amount, but I do both jobs. I mean, try it. It doesn't look like you hate your job. It doesn't look like you're uncomfortable. It doesn't look like you want to leave. It looks like you're being proactive. Finally, they say don't make it personal. The money you are asking for is a direct correlation, but don't make it personal. Don't say, well, if you cared about me, don't do that. All right, guys, don't go away. Creatine in your kids. Should they be taking it? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will shift this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'll have patients come in, these kids come in, sports physicals, school physicals. We're going to see a lot of them coming up in August. Now that school is ending, we aren't seeing as much except for summer sports. And we'll do a urine test on these kids, and these boys have protein in the urine. Now, sometimes protein in the urine could mean absolutely nothing. For some of these teenagers, it could mean maybe they're overtaking protein. Too much protein powder, too much protein shakes, so the kidneys are dumping it. For others, it could actually mean that these kids have a kidney problem, where they aren't filtering right, or their kidneys are being taxed. Now, I had one teenager. He was in his 20s. He was in his 20s, 23, 24 years old, who was actually being diagnosed with stage 3 kidney disease, early renal failure. And we sent him to the kidney doctor, And right before, as he's walking out, and I'm wishing him luck with this and everything, I go, just one more time, I'm going to ask you again. All right, just final question. Any supplements that you take? No, I don't take any supplements. Are you sure? No protein bars, no this, no this. You know, no creatine. Oh, yeah, I take creatine. I go, you do? Yeah, I take creatine. Where do you think I get my muscles? I'm like, oh, my God, stop the creatine. Stop it. Stop the creatine. This is very similar to a case where somebody stopped his protein bars. Kidneys went almost back to normal instantaneously. For creatine, though, all right, I guess how it works, according to Dr. Manny, all right, how you know, creatine is a combination of amino acids. The creatine is naturally produced by liver, kidneys, pancreas, etc. It's also found in our foods, etc. But what it does is creatine in general, natural creatine, I guess helps reduce muscle fatigue by transporting extra energy to the body's cells. And with this, it could actually increase water. You'll have some water weight gain. Muscles will appear larger. The only problem with that is in these powder forms or these other non-natural forms, the chemicals used to make these non-natural forms or these pills or the substrates in these quote-unquote natural supplements can hurt the kidneys. Not to mention, it could also dehydrate you if it's transporting water from your main body into the muscles. And so that's why I start to see kidney issues with people that take these supplements. I understand for men, building muscle is extremely important. And considering all the other crap these kids could put into their body, you know, creatine seems the most innocent of it all, mind you, okay? I get that. But I would urge any of you that have kids or teenagers, you know, maybe they aren't telling you, maybe they aren't being as upfront. Have the doctor check their urine just to see what their kidneys are doing. You don't necessarily have to do a blood test on everybody, but if you start seeing protein in the urine, then do a blood test. Just get them evaluated for some kidney diseases, because I think some of these kids are overdoing the supplement. Now, one caveat to that is boys, let's say if they have certain self-masturbating sessions, okay, many times will show up the next day with protein in the urine because of the semen, et cetera, and the urethra. Advise parents and grandparents or whatever, advise these kids to, before they get tested, to not do that for a couple days, okay, if they can control themselves, just because that could sometimes give us false positives and protein in the urine, which is why most doctors don't routinely check the urine, because on most boys, there's protein in there. And we don't want to panic everybody if that's all it was. But there are other ways to tell kidney function, okay? You know, we have pre-renal and post-renal. Okay, we talk about this when we talk about blood in the urine. Some of you men have asked me about blood in the urine, asked me about protein in the urine, etc. Pre-renal means it would be something you're filtering that comes out. Post-renal would be something that could be coming after the process in the kidney is done. So ureter, bladder, urethra, etc. You know, so like, let's say if a woman has a vaginal infection, she could have protein in the urine because that was post-renal. It had nothing to do with what the kidneys were filtering. It just, as the urine went through, picked up some bacteria or some blood, etc. Boom, there's protein. See? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Manny also warns, do not take these supplements with ephedra or caffeine, etc. You got to be very careful mixing the two. Now, there is a lawsuit going on right now where a comedian out of L.A. is actually suing Jenny Craig, saying that the Jenny Craig diet caused her to have 1,000 gallstones, 1,000, as well as caused her to have a miscarriage. Mara Shopshay, I guess, regularly performs at the Laugh Factory and writes for Glamour magazine, filed a lawsuit against Jenny Craig this week, claiming she started Jenny Craig in 2011, hoping to shed some pounds, but developed serious medical problems about a year later. According to, I believe this is out of TMZ. Yep. She said she was forced to undergo multiple surgeries, now suffers from fatigue, abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting, and blames Jenny Craig for a recent miscarriage. According to Shopshay, Jenny Craig knew its program could lead to gallbladder disease, failed to inform consumers of the risks. From what we understand, there was a previous lawsuit against Jenny Craig where I think they had to settle for $10 million back in the 90s. Now, you know, we talked about how dieting in and of itself can cause these gallstones. Okay, remember, any rapid weight loss could cause a shift with your balance of bile salts and your cholesterol, such that you could have more bile salts coalesce. If you aren't eating because you're skipping meals and your body's not used to this up and down type of weight loss, the gallbladder may just kind of sit in limbo, and you could start to solidify some of the bile salts and cholesterol, making gallstones. So rapid weight loss and weight loss that isn't gradual can cause gallstones in and of itself. So, I don't know how these weight loss groups can protect themselves, because people want to lose weight fast. If you say, oh, you'll lose a pound a day, or you'll lose a pound a week, or you'll lose a pound a month, yeah, a pound a month may be safer, but they're not going to be able to keep the business. I'm a little confused as to why, if there was a class action lawsuit in the 90s, they didn't have some warning somewhere. I mean, maybe they need to have written consent and say, look, if you do lose weight and you are successful, you could possibly have gallbladder issues and other unforeseen medical issues. But sometimes rapid weight loss could cause that. Plus, with Jenny Craig, I think you buy the meals or certain meals that you buy. Maybe there could be some issues with those components. From what we understand, each prepackaged meal has about 60% carbohydrates, 20% fat, 20% protein. This is according to livestrong.com. So, you know, for some of those meals, maybe your body just needs a little bit more fat. We don't know. Maybe it's just too drastic. Remember, your body does not like drastic changes. It doesn't like drastic changes in altitude. It doesn't like drastic changes in temperature. It doesn't like drastic changes in weight. Okay? When that happens, things go wrong. Your weight loss has to be gradual, and a lot of times it has to be more natural. Now, I'm not saying it's this lady's fault by any means, but I think all of us do need to use some common sense and realize that any rapid weight loss could definitely lead to illnesses. Okay? If you do have gallbladder problems, could she relate that to the miscarriage? I don't know. It all depends how good an attorney she has. I don't know. All right? But the one thing I've always known, even not as a doctor, is you need to be extremely careful with weight loss when you're pregnant. All right? And you also have to realize that there's a certain amount of pregnancies that will end in miscarriage. The statistic I learned in medical school is only one-third of pregnancies make it. Now, that could also include conception issues, where you're like, gosh, I thought I got pregnant. Looks like I didn't get pregnant. That could have also been where the egg and the sperm didn't meet up right, etc. So you could actually not have a pregnancy before you even realize that you were pregnant to begin with. But the statistic I learned in medical school is only one-third of pregnancies make it. So you have a 66% chance of after conceiving, it not coming through fully. So I don't know where this lawsuit would go, but just remember, keep in mind, this does bring up, the good to this is it brings up, any rapid weight loss could be harmful. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Give me the news, I got a...
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this morning we heard that the Supreme Court does okay DNAing people under arrest and taking that DNA swab. It was a narrowly divided Supreme Court ruling, but they did rule that police can collect DNA from people arrested but not yet convicted of serious crimes. Now, this is a tool poll, then more than half of the states have already used to crack these unsolved crimes, according to USA Today. Now, the case described by Justice Samuel Alito as the most important criminal procedure case that this court had to deal with in decades represented a classic test between modern crime-fighting technology and century-old privacy rights. In the end, the justices had to balance the benefits and the intrusion of a simple cheek swab. And the consideration of the benefits, I guess, won. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the majority's 5-4 decision in which one liberal justice, Stephen Breyer, concurred. All right, and he said the key to this ruling was reasonableness. They said the DNA identification of arrestees is a reasonable search that can be considered part of a routine booking procedure. Taking and analyzing a cheek swab of the arrestee's DNA is like fingerprinting and photographing, which is a legitimate police booking procedure that is reasonable under the Fourth Amendment. And I got to agree with that. Fingerprints are unique. Even twins have different fingerprints. So the privacy issue is already moot. I mean, that's a moot point already because the privacy issue is already dealt with the whole fingerprinting issue. Okay, you got to give your fingerprints. All right, but it's very hard to take fingerprints off of human bodies. All right, off of, you know, not everything will, you know, have a fingerprint. And so your DNA is basically a form of fingerprint except from your back or from your mouth or from another body part. Justice Anthony Scalia wrote an angry dissent for himself and three liberal justices, charging that the decision would lead to an increased use of DNA testing in violation of the Constitution's protection against unreasonable searches. He says, make no mistake about it, because of today's decision, your DNA can be taken and entered into a national database if you are ever arrested, rightly or wrongly, or for whatever reason. All right, this will solve some extra crimes, to be sure, but so would taking your DNA whenever you fly on an airplane. But see, here's the problem. Your picture is already in a database. Your fingerprint is already on a database. Now, right now, 26 states already collect DNA from those arrested for felonies or other serious crimes. They upload it to a national database run by the federal government. The purpose is to find matches with unsolved crimes. Now, apparently, they say that's how Alonzo J. King was connected to a Maryland rape case, for which he was ultimately convicted. Arrested in 2009 on an assault charge, King was linked by DNA evidence to the 2003 rape. The Maryland Court of Appeals threw out his conviction, saying the police needed a warrant or another reason to at least suspect him before they did the swab. Then the federal government backed it up. Case went to the Supreme Court. But you see, you know how I look at this? When I hear this case, I think of these cases where you're hearing, I think one just happened, where a gentleman who had been serving time for decades for a rape, the DNA cleared him. You know, when I look at this DNA swabbing, I look at the protection it gives. Okay, I'm tired of seeing people go to jail because they had a less effective attorney. All right? I mean, to me, if you're going to be put away for decades, there better be some proof. You know? And proof is becoming a lot easier to supply with DNA testing. All right? Does it really violate Fourth Amendment? Okay? I mean, you know, we already have to give fingerprints. And fingerprints is a form of ID. It's your, nobody else has your fingerprint. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, they could use the DNA and say that your DNA was found there. They could maybe reproduce the DNA. I mean, I guess the same sickos could also say that they found your fingerprints there when they weren't. You know, I mean, you know, the fact that fingerprinting is already allowed, I think the DNA is not that much of an issue with this step. I mean, it blows my mind how we've had people in jail convicted for crimes that didn't commit the crime when the DNA evidence proved otherwise. And that's the problem with our system. You know, we're going to be going into this George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. From what I hear, I guess MSNBC is going to be covering it in full because I guess CNN was allowed to cover the Jody Arias case. I don't know how that goes. You'd think everybody could cover whatever. But, you know, with that DNA evidence, that's going to be kind of, you know, a little bit more difficult. I mean, unless, let's say, during the scuffle, George Zimmerman or Trayvon Martin put their hands on each other's necks, etc. DNA is used to sometimes help recreate what could have happened when we have no idea. Now, what we're going to be seeing with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, I think, is very confusing to many. Because one is we have a teenager who died. But number two is we've already had the suspect incriminated already, and most of the country already thinks he's guilty. And so this is going to be a case of who has the better attorneys. And if the jury finds cause or doesn't find cause. So I think we all agree that our justice system has issues, especially when we heard that the prosecution, and they had to fire somebody from the prosecution team, had kept evidence away from the defense. I mean, you know, we know that things aren't fair in the justice system. We also know, like in the Jody Arias case, where some of the jurors at the last minute can't go through with what they promised they could do in the beginning. I guess juries that are picked for these cases are asked, you know, would you be able to give the death penalty? Okay? Or would you at the end, you know, kind of freak out or get cold feet? If you felt that they needed the death penalty, could you do it? Or would you, you know, and from what I understand, the jurors have to say yes or no, et cetera. If they say no, they aren't picked, et cetera. And so, you know, what we saw with Jody Arias, some people said I couldn't do it. Well, so it's not a foolproof way. Okay? Our justice system needs to be as close to the truth as possible and not who has the better attorney. You know, we talked about that case where a cardiologist was sued by the family when a husband cheated on his wife in a menage a trois. He drops dead of a heart attack in the middle of this menage a trois, and the wife turns around and sues the doctor and wins $1 million. All right? I mean, not that DNA evidence or cheek swabs could help in this case, but these are the cases that are going to trials, and these are the outcomes. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the more of the truth that you could come out with, the better. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also woke up this morning hearing the case of the 10-year-old girl that has not been able to get a transplant yet because she's too young for the adult transplant list. This is, I believe, out of Pennsylvania. And she is being a child. There's not a lot of pediatric organ donations available. And so the family is trying to start a petition online to change.org to persuade Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network to change its policy to allow kids under 12 to still be able to get adult organs. Some of you have asked, how would that work? How do 10-year-olds, you know, how are they able to hold an adult lung? They would probably be talking about a lobe. You know, you have the left lung and you have the right lung. The right lung has a couple lobes. The left lung has three lobes. So they're probably talking about maybe putting one of the lobes of the adult lung, all right, which would actually still make that lung usable for another recipient. So it is doable, all right. But the way, I guess, government is handling and the way our organizations are handling organ transplants is changing by the day. What used to be you were in line, you're in a waiting list, you're next to the hospital, you get that organ is different. Organs are now going to be shipped across countries to younger individuals, and older people will still be put back on the list, which is why we kind of talked about organ buddies in the previous hour. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. A lot to talk about. Make sure you all be safe. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. God bless.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.